President Bush yesterday toured areas of a national forest in southern Arizona charred this summer by wildfire. He was promoting his Healthy Forests initiative, which he says would speed up the clearing of forests to prevent more massive wildfires. But critics say it will allow logging that goes beyond simple thinning. From Tucson, Julia Barton reports.
In a brief visit, President Bush saw for himself the effects of the first massive wildfire of the season. The Aspen Fire burned through nearly 85,000 acres of the Coronado National Forest, leaving blackened hillsides and millions of dollars worth of damage. The fire also incinerated much of the mountaintop town of Summerhaven. Many of the residents were on hand to hear the president speak.
We got a problem in the country, a problem which has built up over decades. And a problem we better fix before more people go through the grief that the people of Summerhaven have gone through, or the people that were affected by the Rodeo fires.
The problem, the president says, is national forests that are overloaded with fuel after nearly 100 years of fire suppression. Mr. Bush says the problem has been made worse by government red tape.
Laws on the books make it very difficult for us to set priorities, to listen to those who manage our forests and fight the fires, and to get after the thinning that is necessary to prevent catastrophic fires from occurring in the first place.
In particular, Mr. Bush cites lawsuits and other appeals as a problem. Under the president's plan, the right of environmental groups to appeal Forest Service decisions would be curtailed. But local environmentalists say the president picked an odd backdrop for that message. Brian Segee of the Tucson Center for Biological Diversity says the environmental community fully supported thinning of the Coronado National Forest.
There was no appeals or litigation of those projects. They had broad support of the conservation community. And those projects were on hold at the time that the Aspen Fire broke out due to lack of funding. The Forest Service had asked for $1 million from the Bush administration, and they only got $170,000.
The Bush administration says it has increased funding for both firefighting and prevention over the last 3 years, but it costs $500 to $700 an acre to clear out a forest, nor is there much of a market for the underbrush and small diameter trees that are cut down. Segee accuses the administration of trying to do forest thinning on the cheap by opening up more lucrative old growth areas to private companies in return for hauling out the undergrowth.
It's clearly and blatantly being done to allow the timber industry to once again elevate logging levels on our national forest. And the primary justification is building upon this public hysteria of fire.
That belief has prompted many environmental groups to oppose the Healthy Forests Initiative completely, warning of a return to the so-called timber wars that pitted them against federal forest policy in the 1980s and early 90s. But other critics are taking a more conciliatory stand. Arizona's Democratic Governor Janet Napolitano has criticized the federal government for moving too slowly on forest thinning. But she says the president's initiative is better than nothing. Her spokesperson, Chris Mays, says the important thing is to take action now.
All the regulatory reform in the world won't help if you don't have the resources on the ground, if you don't get some of these projects started. And we really need to start doing this. We need to start addressing this well in advance of the next fire season.
A version of the president's initiative has passed the House of Representatives. It goes before the Senate this fall, where it will face challenges from several Democratic lawmakers. For NPR News, I'm Julia Barton in Tucson.